Except, usually, it seems like every time I interview you, it's on the road. It's not here in Marquette. So what do you think, man? How do you feel?
I feel good. It was a good win. A little scary at the end. They gave up a couple runs, but very good team. Different team than I'm used to, so it's good to get the W.
You know, early on you got behind 2-0, and it really looked like you know your defense helped you out. You got that double play. I know Frusty with the stitches still threw a kid out there. Mm-hmm. So talk about your defense today, Wink.
Yeah, it's never me doing the work. It's always my defense, and I thank them so much. And they did a great job today getting everybody out and on the good place.
Were you on fumes at the end?
Yeah, I was a little scared. It was, 8-2 coming in, and I gave up 3 runs. So I was a little scared, but I knew once Eric came in, we were fine. He always does that, and he's used to doing that. So that was fine.
And that was a big boy at the plate there, a lefty too, and he just he fouled a couple off, and then EJ took care of him.
Oh, yeah. He had a base hit earlier in the game, so and it was Oppo, so I was ready to field it. But, yeah, it was a little scary.
All right, well, how do you feel about winning your first state tournament game, man? Now it's, you know, play a really surprising Copper Country team.
Yeah, Copper Country is a underdog for sure, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, say hi to whoever you want to, man.
Hi, Mom, Dad, and others.
And others.
And others.
All right, well, go grab Pete so we can get out of here, hey?
All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, man. Justin Wink, everybody, he pitches a nice game. And now Pete Vandenhoven will come here because, well, played a perfect second base. And Pete, not only that, but...